Well, hello everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle here, and this is our December 2014 Astro Alliance Mastermind call. And I can't believe this is our 12th month that we've spent together. It's been so fast. The time has flown. I'm just amazed at everything. And this month in particular to me feels really like such a restart and endings month. It's really been incredible so far. I don't know how all of you have been experiencing it, but I'd actually love to know how everybody is experiencing this month, because there's so much going on change-wise, transformation-wise, even upheaval-wise for, you know, around me in my life, clients, employees, and I'm just really seeing how we're being, you know, stirred up so that we can go really, really, really deeply before 2015 begins. So today, I really wanted to be there for all of you and do readings for you, because I know this is our final call of the year. And it's actually the final call of the Mastermind, because I have morphed the Mastermind into a brand new program that's aligned not only with 2015, but with the whole idea of creating wealth. And so it'll be an amazing opportunity for those of you who want to continue mentoring for me or with me. And what I've done is I've actually created two tiers of this program. So there's the $3,000 for the whole year tier, and it includes the meetings in Los Angeles. It includes the interactive live webinars, which will actually be webinars, video-based, and a lot more. I'll go over it at the end of this call, but it's very exciting to be able to participate on this level with me for $3,000. And the other level is, I'm so excited, is the 10K level for the whole year. So it's the same price as the Mastermind that you're all in. The difference is that you'll actually get to talk to me privately once a month. And so there's a real added benefit that you get with this new version of the program, where you will have personal contact with me, one-on-one contact once a month, in addition to all the other benefits that you get in the group. So that is where I wanted to go, because I really feel that the group feeling with not just entrepreneurs, but people who are here to really create abundance on the level that is deeply, profoundly spiritual and of service to others, in whatever way that is, I wanted to open the group to all kinds of people. So we're filling up fast. I'm very excited to say the group is already much larger than the Mastermind was last year. And so we have a few spots left and a few spots in the private sector as well, the private mentoring program. So today, though, I want to focus on you. And I want to just reiterate that what you're doing now with your life, what you're deciding now with your life, is really leaving a deep impact. And so I want you to really consider the people that you're spending your life with, choosing to spend your life with, and the ideas and the projects that you're choosing to put your energy into. Because next year, everything will be about energy. The number 8 is the energy number. And those of us who have 8s in our birth blueprints understand this like nothing, because really the number 8 is about eternal life and eternal energy. And if we have some kind of blockage, it's really apparent. And so next year, that will be the key theme. If you're not unblocking things that are impeding your progress, you will feel it much more quickly than at any other time. What's so fabulous about this is that in the same way, if you do pour prosperous, abundant, joyous energy into the funnel that is your life, you can create such incredible results with this setup, with the number 15, the spiritual alchemy, number of magic, and coupled with the number 8, and coupled with the number 6. You know, 8 and 6 are wealth numbers. 15 is magical number of service and joy and upliftment. And the combination of this code is just so profoundly wonderful. And as you all know, since most of you are with me not only in these calls but Numerology Academy as well, and of course you read my newsletters, you understand that the astrology, too, has lined up for us next year. We have the end of the four blood moon cycle, that tetrad. We have the end of Pluto-Uranus square in early January, so that multi-year cycle is ending. We have this incredible, incredible trine with Uranus and Jupiter that was ushered in the end of September and continues through next year. I mean, there's so much good news here for us. And so it's really, really important to open yourself up in every way you can and release as much as you can this month as we close down this seven universal year, this year of introspection, wisdom, and learning. And, of course, seven is all about our spirituality, right? So as we close that down, as we end that, we want to be very, very open to the gifts that we're here to bring. So having said that, you know, your gifts are translatable into income. And that process is a profoundly nourishing and satisfying and ultimately totally joyous process when you're able to take your gifts and translate them into a business, into an actual avenue where what you're giving out is coming back to you in terms of monetary fulfillment. And so as we look at, as we go through the last few months of the year, I want you to really, really look at what it is in you that you've discovered these past few months that has pointed you in a particular direction. And so, as you know, the way I do things in terms of any abundance creation, the work that we do together, it's not just about your profession or your purpose. It's about how you're living your life in every way, your intimate relationships, right? Your not just your career, it's everything. It's your inner life, your nourishment of yourself and your family, the lover that you spend your life with or have chosen not to spend your life with. It's all these things. It's your daily environment. It's how you dress, how you speak, how you choose to respond to situations, right? The energy that you emit in every part of your life affects the abundance creation level in your career. So look at those things, and I know everyone I know is going through a shift on that level, on the all-encompassing whole life. Let me look at not just what I'm here to do, but let me look at my relationships, and let me look at the people that I've chosen as my dear friends, and let me really be profoundly honest about how my life is going and how I can make it fun and enjoyable and totally transparent and so exciting, so deep, so strongly connected to who I am that I just am constantly able to replenish. And no matter what comes at me, I have a way, I have a process of working through it and making the most of it. So all of you on the call today, I want you to raise your hand. You're here for a reason. I want you to press *2 so we can talk and make sure that you're set up to move through this month and into next year. I'm going to look at your code with you, and so I've given you a lot over the last 11 months in terms of handouts. We had the live stream in November on the 15th that gave you some more information. So you have a lot of good information. So today is really about you and how you're processing the energies. That's what we're going to do. So let me go to the first caller here. This is area code 512. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. It's me, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley. Are you eating something?
I am. I just swallowed.
You're
of course,
so
I
funny.
Took a bite just as you said.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go to the first caller, and I thought,
that's hilarious.
That's
I caught you off
be
guard
me because I'm going to be too.
Look, do you want me to let you finish what you're eating and go to somebody else, or are you okay?
I'm going to take a swallow of water.
Okay, no problem. Don't worry about
okay.
it. Life is too short to worry about this stuff, so, you know. I'm drinking
okay.
some tea. Okay,
well,
don't worry. I'm drinking some tea, so you can finish your... okay.
Good. Well, I actually emailed a question in.
Yes, you did. I have it in front of me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yes. So your first question is about a report that lists all the dates month by month for all of next year that are fortunate for client communication, launch dates for programs, products or services, and personal communication. Were you going to add something to that?
Well, I was just going to say, oh, gosh, I wish I would stop calling.
Don't worry.
If I can, I'm looking at being in the year-long program again.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, right at the moment, I don't know how my finances are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband and I are still negotiating about that.
Well,
so,
look, I have a monthly pay plan. I have also a way for you to reserve your spot and then come back to me in January, because there are a couple members who are in your situation. And so what I asked them to do is give me a $200 deposit on the pay plan, which is for the 3K group program, right? That's not for the private one.
Right.
And then in January we touch base and you let me know, you know, whether you're in or out, because at that point I'm dealing with hotel and all of that. So so if you want to do that, that's totally fine. You can contact Nayeli and we'll get you set up to just reserve your spot, because I am filling up. But that program does include the next 12-month blueprint, and that's what I was going to tell you. You get that as part of your many gifts when you join, and that blueprint lists exactly what you're looking for. After every monthly description, you have those dates listed specifically based on your code underneath each month, and I wanted everybody to have that blueprint for next year, which is why I'm including it as one of the freebies. So so that would be included in your membership. So you wouldn't have to purchase it. Yeah.
Okay. And if for some reason I can't get myself sorted out to do that, is there a way just to have that blueprint? Does it have a name or something?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Your Next 12 Months Blueprint. And it's on my product page. Yeah, it's clear enough. It's on my products page. It's actually on sale right now in my holiday sale. It's called Your Next 12 Months, and that particular blueprint includes what you're looking for. So
great.
It usually runs $297. It's on sale now for a third off, so it's like $198 or something. But you know, if what we can do is, if will you know by early January, because we can touch base?
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
okay.
I'm going to know by probably in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay. I mean, I went to the attorney. She said, oh, my gosh, girlfriend, what are you thinking? Here's what you need to be asking for.
Oh, so, well, that's good.
Yeah, so I have an attorney who has 30 years of experience in what she does, and she's really good, and she's fiercely on my side.
Good. I'm so happy to hear this. This is wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, that was one of the happy things I wanted to report. And you were asking us about, you know, where were we in now compared to where we were at the beginning of the year. And I would say one place I am is I'm much clearer about my own worth. My own value.
Yay. Oh, I'm getting chills now. I see in your code that you just entered your powerful 17-8 year.
I have.
Oh, my
I
God. That's
like,
so exciting. Because
it
you're
is,
a double eight. You're a double eight.
I know.
That's so amazing.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
like,
and you must have felt that shift, you know?
Yeah.
You must have really felt it.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I
good. This
did.
Is such good news.
And also I was sending out a just kind of a mass email to those people who either are really close friends of mine or people that are like in the next circle past the super close inner circle, the next circle out from that, who had said, please let me know what's going on with you because I'm thinking about you and so forth. So I just went through my address list and picked names without really being aware of the number. And when I got done and I had chosen, and I was really picky, like I, you know, I was very selective of people I picked. I had 35 people on my list. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I have so much support. You know,
aww.
I have so many people that are loving me and caring about me and praying for me and, you know, whatever.
Aww.
And it was really awesome to feel, I mean, to recognize that.
Wow. Wow. I'm so happy for you, Shirley. This is beautiful. And you know what it shows? It shows that your heart has opened up, too, because you can't receive unless you open up. And so the shift you're experiencing in your personal life has totally, totally transformed you. You know, it has. So it's like it was meant to happen as hard as it is. And, you know, sadness is important for growth. It is. So we have to just accept that. And you've been through a lot, but I can just feel such wonderful light around you right now. It's just beautiful.
Thank you. I really do, too. And it's, I feel like the personal work I've been doing right now is family constellation work, which is really, really powerful, powerful work. And it really is totally, it's about repatterning all the patterns from the past.
Mm.
It's like clearing them up, cleaning them up, seeing them for what they are. And it's just really, really powerful work. And the person I'm working with is so good at what she does. And it does feel like just, you know, one of the sessions we had, I just crying, and I was so clear. It was like tears from 49 years ago when my mother died that I hadn't cried yet.
Oh,
my God. I cried a lot of those tears, but this was like the last 5% or whatever that I just had never cried.
Yes.
And it's
gosh, you were young. You were 12, 14?
13.
When your mom died?
Yeah. Very suddenly and unexpectedly. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but that leaves a lasting impact, you know? It does.
It does.
No matter what age, it leaves an impact. It doesn't even matter if you're that young. But if you're that young, it leaves a much deeper subconscious impression on you. Absolutely. Wow.
So it's just been really, really freeing, and I think that has made a huge difference with me also. I mean, I have been doing a lot of work right now because it's just the time to be doing work.
It is. It is. Absolutely. You're so correct about that. It is. Not just for you. I'm saying in general. It really is. It really is. Yeah.
So it just feels like I don't know how this is all going to come out in the end, but I'm clearer and clearer that it's going to be okay. And I don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that incredible? You know, sometimes we're just confronted during certain times in our lives with the big, big picture, right? The big events, the big purges, and this is one of those moments for sure. I have to say that the coupling, and I haven't talked about this in any public way, but the coupling with Saturn ending its sojourn in Scorpio with this Pluto-Uranus square happening literally in days is very big because Saturn's in the final degrees. And as you know from, I don't know, are you in Numerology Academy? I cannot recall if you are.
No, I am not at all.
Okay.
I just listen to you.
Okay, sorry.
<That's horrible. laughs>
Well, what I'll just explain it to you then because what happens when a planet is in the final degrees, it has the most power. 28 and 29 degrees in astrology are called critical degrees. And so right now, Saturn is in the critical degrees of Scorpio. And that's a very profound place for Saturn to be. I haven't talked about this, as I've said. But the coupling with, at the same time, Pluto and Uranus are doing their square dance, as I'm sure you know, and that's happening on the 15th, very shortly. So this combination of the Saturn and Uranus-Pluto all happening at once in the final month, right before 2015, with this solstice new moon coming up as well, that's happening exactly the same moment, the solstice and the new moon. It's really a moment, as you said, of not only reflection, but doing your inner work, like seriously, serious inner work, like release work, as you said, crying about things that happened 49 years ago. That kind of work is what's happening now. So it's a tremendous opportunity because, as you know, we release Enneagrams and we release so much when we do this. I mean, we open up cells, we open up pathways, our spinal column is readjusted, our chakras are cleansed and lit up, our aura is shifted, and, you know, everything around us is changing when we do this kind of work. So the timing of it is profound, and the fact that you just entered your 8th year at this moment is really, really amazing. I mean, it really shows me that you will be there for others as a result of doing this work in your own life, right, which is always the case, as you know. I mean,
yes.
When we are practitioners and healers, we do the work first, or else we cannot be there for our clients. It's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just, that's just how life is. So you don't understand motherhood until you're a mother. You cannot cancel mothers unless you're a mother. It's not possible.
Yeah.
It's the same way with nourishing others. So, yes, you are really at a crossroads, and it's a wonderful place to be. So, and I think you're in a 9. No, what month are you in? You're in a 20 month, right? Is that correct? You think 17 plus 3. Yeah, you're in a 20 month right now. So this is about your relationship. So what's going on with your soon-to-be ex or ex, or I don't know.
Well, he's soon-to-be, not yet.
Okay.
What's going on is that he offered a settlement agreement that when I went to my attorney, she was like, what? What?
Okay, you like hearing that, right? That's good.
You know, and she said, look, this is not remotely what's appropriate. So she's writing a settlement agreement for me, probably today or tomorrow. Anyway, it's going to be available shortly for me to give to my husband. And when I give it to him, it's going to be very different than the one he gave to me.
Wow.
And
do you live with him? Are you living with
him? I do. I am.
Oh, that's hard.
Until the end of the year. However, okay. I am on the way home today after this call. There are several extended stay hotels or residence places right on the way home.
Good.
And I'm
going to
stop
at
all three of them and look at them and say, here's my situation. What's the very best, you know, rate you can give me? Having mercy on me in this Christmas season or whatever. Just in case I need to be out of the house. And I have a girlfriend that I can go and stay with also.
Okay.
For the short term. I really need to be living by myself, and she works at home, so she really needs to be living by herself. But, you know,
this is short term. This is just
For the short term, I am not without. I mean, if I need it in the middle of the night to ring somebody's doorbell, I would have a bed to sleep in, you know, so.
Yeah, I would really strongly encourage you to have those two outlets, those doors wide open, because my sense is you will want to be, honestly, the way I'm reading your chart, too, is, and I'll tell you in a moment what I'm saying, but I want you to almost consider being out of there before you hand him what you're giving him. Just because what happens is if we sit there in sort of trepidation or fear, wondering how is he going to respond, we're actually really going into deep stress mode. And that's not a good place for you to be right now. You're in such a good place in so many ways,
yeah.
but it's the beginning, so it's still, you're not quite sure-footed yet, right? So I don't want you to get off balance by being under that kind of severe, oh, no, how is he going to react to this, you know, because he's not expecting this at all. But you want to stay empowered in that place of where your attorney's putting you. So it's much easier to not be in the same house, but to just hand him the document so he can be by himself and you leave and go to your own space, not share a space with him. I think it's too stressful for you, you know, because you're gonna be just wondering the whole time. You know?
Well, and the way he responds to things is he's a guy, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that just means he has to mull things over because guys kind of tend to mull things over.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's an engineer, so that adds another layer of mulling things over.
He's a what? Say that again?
I said he's an engineer. So
oh, engineer. That, right.
That also means he kind of, you know, iterates and
analyzes
it all through and analyzes it. And, you know, and then his personality kind of doubles up on that. It kind of amplifies that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's going to, you know, it's just so different than what he's offered, and it's such a different perspective than the one he's had for 20 years, which, you know, his perspective
is. It is, because you're stepping up. He's not used
to it. I'm stepping up, and I never have.
You never have, and so he's going to be like, oh, my God, did my wife go crazy? Or whatever he's going to think. Or, oh, my God, how am I going to deal with this? It's just going to knock him sideways.
How am I going to deal with this?
Yeah.
And he's going to have a lot of reactions, I know, because he's already had some of them, and they're going
to
probably, again, amplify. And
well, just think of it, too, Shirley. The reason he gave you the agreement he did that your lawyer said was so absurd is because of where he thinks you're at, too. Right?
And where he thinks he's at.
Yeah. But he's also assuming you're going to lie down and accept this.
Well,
so,
for 20 years I have. You
exactly.
know, he's got good reason to think I'm going to do that.
Right, and he has no reason to think you're not. So even
right.
more reason for you not to be around that energy. You know, talk about your environment affecting how you feel. The best thing I did, even though my ex and I weren't really, you know, at each other's throat or anything, but we were just not on the same page, is to move out, even though it was, you know, a huge risk for me to take on what I did at the time this summer, because I pay for my daughter's private school and a lot of things. He's not able to do that. So I have a huge, you know, overhead. But I had to get out, and I just trusted, hey, it is what it is, and it all worked out fine, of course. But there's certain times where you just know you can't be in the same environment with the other person because they're holding you back. And sometimes, often actually, I should say, it's not malicious. It just is what it is. That's all. And
it
you know,
is, and it is that energy, and you're really right. I mean, we have been sleeping separately. I've been sleeping upstairs and he's downstairs since September. And
mm-hmm.
even just that amount of separation has made an amazing difference.
Mm-hmm.
In
I bet. Yeah, I bet.
In my well-being and
mm-hmm.
And being out makes a difference too. So I hear what you're saying, and I will organize myself in that way. And so I'm glad to know about where to look on your – I knew there was somewhere on your product page. It was like, I know this has got to be on there if I just – you know, and it's such an obvious name, but somehow I didn't put it all together. That
no, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
But I do also, my follow-up question was just about the dates for the between now and December 31st.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, which is what would be covered also in that report, but I'll do it for December. So let me see here. Okay, so you are in a 20-month, which is a 2, and so the good days for you are the 6th and 15th and 24th, the 3rd, 12th, 21st, and 30th. And what do you, in terms of communication, is this about you stepping forward, new beginnings? Because I can give you a couple other things.
It's me handing him my version of the settlement agreement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would likely show up on the 15th if that's what the 15th is.
Yes. I love the 15th for this.
Okay.
Here's the thing, just so you know, the 15th is the day that Pluto and Uranus are exact. So it's a big moment of transformation and revolution in general for everybody. I mean, one reason the events around the world are sort of picking up right now, as you know, with all these demonstrations and stuff, is because of that. So there's going to be a release of energy, like a volcano type of thing. You know, I'm not saying it's going to be volcanic, but it's going to be a release of steam on that day. So another reason for you, if possible, I know that's soon, it's the 8th, it's in a week, to see if you can, you know, at least have a suitcase packed and just maybe even plan to spend a few days away. I don't know. I mean, that's what I would do.
Well, I think that's totally appropriate,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have a problem with that. And
okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, and I like the 15th if that's the day you can do it, because it is a day of love and generosity, and it forecasts next year, of course, being the 15th. It's a beautiful day for you. So, in fact, for you, it is a day of nurturing self-love and love in general. So it's very good. So if you can do it that day, great. Do it that day. If not, then the next possible one would be the 21st, I would say.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, I can do it on the 15th.
Okay.
No worries. My attorney is probably writing this agreement as we speak. So if not this afternoon, then probably tomorrow.
Good.
It will be ready by the 15th.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Good. Okay. So you know what to do in terms of just taking care of Shirley, making sure Shirley stays balanced and on track, because you're in a good place. You want to stay there, right? And as hard as this transition is, you've been through the really difficult part. I mean, I think you can handle really anything that comes at you at this point regarding your situation with your soon-to-be ex. It's not, you know what
I
mean? You're...
I do. And it, I noticed, like, I guess last week I woke up in the morning, and as much as I love our house, I mean, I'm the one who found the house, and it's a beautiful house. It's got great trees around it, and it's just a lovely home. I woke up and I thought, you know, I'm done with this house. Not tearing off the way, but just like, I'm complete. It's really okay with me that I'm not going to live in this house anymore. And it was like I just woke up into that feeling. It wasn't like I did something to get myself there.
Oh, I love
that. I was even thinking about it, you know, but I just woke up and it was like, I'm really okay to let this go.
Oh, wow. So that's when the inner work has really totally translated for you, where it comes out as this calm acceptance, right?
Yeah.
And no resistance, just, okay, it is what it is. I'm good. And that's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. You know, and what people don't realize is to get to that point sometimes takes a lot of soul searching. And
yeah.
Deep release work. I mean, like deep, deep sobbing and crying and letting go of literal blockages in your body that have been holding memories for a long time. So my sense is that your mother is around you and helping you with this. That's what I'm getting.
That's very, very much this thing in that. And also, though, in the work I've been doing, it's like they will always love me and be around me. Our spirits will always be connected. But it also feels like I've really, like, let the patterns go.
Yeah. Wow.
The unhealthy patterns.
Yes. Patterns change. They change with how our life ends up progressing. We change the way we do things. And so they are meant to do that. But patterns that don't shift and are old and outdated are the ones that are really problematic. So that's good to hear. That's really good to hear. Wow. Yeah. So, and along with that, your beliefs, your whole way of reflecting on life, it really shifts too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, this is good. This is very good. I'm really, really pleased for you, Shirley, and happy.
Well, thank you. And thank you for such a great year and all the great information and guidance that you've given us. I'm so appreciative of that.
Aw, you're welcome. Well, I want to help you put it to use, so we can really move your business forward now on this 8-year.
And it really does feel like, there's such an opening for that.
Yep, there is. It's definitely, I see it in front of me, so you're definitely on your way. And just make sure you stay really focused on Shirley this month. You deal with him. But it is a month of relationships, so that could mean friendships too. So take advantage of those, when they say come over, go on over. Because sometimes in these moments, it's better to be with a friend than alone, because you at least have somebody there.
Well, it's a nice balance, and because I have my two kitties, I'm not really alone.
My daughter would understand that.
These two really sweet spirits.
Aww.
I'm nice and furry and soft and snuggle and purr. So, I think without them, I would feel much lonelier.
That's great.
Really, just my personality is that I restore when I'm alone.
Yes. Yeah, I do understand that. And it is very, very important, because that's where the silence is, when you are by yourself. Absolutely.
And I think you're just saying, don't isolate.
don't isolate. Yeah. What I'm saying is, when you leave a partnership, you are used to having somebody there around you, even though it may not be, in the best state of partnership, but having somebody there is a nice thing. So what I'm saying is you're leaving that, and so having a friend balance out doesn't mean you spend all your time with that friend. It's just having that person available to you when you want a mirror or somebody to listen or, have tea with or whatever. So that's a good thing. Now, you obviously know what's best for you, and I just thought I'd mention that because you're in a 2-month, and so that will be important for you. Those relationships are really important. So, yeah. So, exciting for you, It's good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I will look forward to hopefully having you in the group next year so we can continue. If not, I wish you all the best with everything.
Thank you.
Shirley. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and keep me up to date.
I will.
Okay, Shirley, have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to our next caller, and this is VIP AAM member. Where are you? Let me unmute you. 760 area code. Hello?
That would be me, Lisa.
That would be Lisa.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm actually going to step outside. Can you give me just a second? Okay.
Let me get your chart up while you're doing that. Get everything ready. Let's see here.
Okay. actually, I'm going to go in my car, I think.
I've done that.
I was hoping it would be me, but I wasn't sure. So I was like, should I go in my car or should I wait?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so.
So what's up? What's happening? And I know you posted some things on our private Facebook page about.
Yeah,
your job changes and what, and well, you have lots of things going on. Are you moving?
I do. I moved. I moved 2 weeks ago, and
I moved.
Yep, I have a beautiful 4-bedroom house that I'm renting, and it's. I'm really excited because the address is 818, so it's a 17-8 house.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was you. You're a 17 girl.
Yeah, that's. I was really conscious of trying to find a house that, you know, was a 17-8, and this one, it just ended up working out really nicely, and still in transition in terms of, you know, the schedule with the kids, and one of my big challenges right now are the children, especially my daughter. She's having a really hard time with school, and she's just a lot of things I think that maybe haven't been dealt with her are kind of all coming out now.
Mm.
And so, you know, needing to get her some support, and she wants to go on, she doesn't want to go to school anymore. She wants to do online school. And so it's, she's wanted to do it for a long time, but now she's just really, really adamant about it. And
what's the reason for it? Is there a reason, like she has an extracurricular activity she has to devote more time to? Or is it just she doesn't want to be with other kids?
It's a combination of she doesn't want to be around the kids in the school, and also she gets exhausted by, I think she's kind of like, in a lot of ways, she's like me, except to the extreme. Like, she gets exhausted by being around people and, you know, big groups of people. Like, I feel like that when I go to the mall. Like, I get, like, just exhausted. And she's just, I think, becoming more and more drained by that. And so she's tired. She's tired all the time. She is on the dance team, which I think is good for her, but that exhausts her also. Today, actually, we were struggling trying to get her to the doctor to get some blood work done, which she's refusing to do, but we really think she needs it done just to make sure she doesn't have any thyroid issues or anything like that. But
yeah, or mono or something.
Yeah. Oh. She's always exhausted, yeah. So
she's having
a lot of challenges with her.
Okay. Wow, that's a big deal. And you have three kids. They're all such different ages. But you have this new house now. That's so exciting. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
How are you feeling there? Are you feeling good there?
I feel good there. Yeah, I feel good. The people who are renting it left me some nice furniture, which has really helped a lot. And I did get some things for the bedrooms. Just still trying to settle in. And all three kids stayed with me last night. So that was the first time, actually, that all of them were there with me.
Mm.
And they're, my little one actually is probably taking everything in stride the most. He seems to be okay with everything. Like, you know, he'll be like, Mom, you know, why don't you and Dad live together anymore? And I'll tell him, and he's like, oh, okay. He just seems like, okay, whatever. You know, I think he sees other friends, you know, that have similar situations. But the older two are having more challenges with it. So that's going to be something that's going to take some time and counseling. And I actually want to talk to Shirley. It's interesting. I was, my ears perked up when she said the family constellation work, because somebody else has told me about that too. So I'd like to learn more about that. And maybe that could be something that could help, because I think we need to do some kind of deeper work than just, you know, regular counseling. Because I think there's, you know, issues on both sides, I think, it's kind of like they're being magnified in our kids.
Oh, of course they are. Well, our kids really feel what's going on with us, but they're not able to process not being adults and being, you know, hormonally activated at that age. It's just very hard to process a breakup like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's and every child is different, of course. I mean, your daughter seems extremely sensitive, so she may go and withdraw and may not want to go to school anymore, and that's the sign of depression, you know. I mean, it's like, let's not deal with people, basically. You know,
mm-hmm.
let's just, because her energy is zapped. She sounds depressed to me.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's not happy.
Yeah.
She doesn't get,
yeah.
you know, joy
yeah.
or
yeah.
excitement from much of anything, really.
Yeah, so I think she needs one-on-one work with somebody. You know, she really does need that kind of help. And hopefully it's a good person who really can make her feel comfortable and loved and nurtured, you know. As much as we want to be that person, you know, meaning moms want to be that person for our kids, sometimes it's not the right thing for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I find especially with girls, they can have this antagonistic thing with their moms. And it's like everything mom says, it's like, no, you know, so.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we kind of have a love-hate relationship. It's like sometimes she wants to be with me and doesn't, you know, and then other times
mm-hmm.
whatever I say, she doesn't want to hear it. So.
Exactly. Yeah, that's very typical. And that's just also part of the teenage growing years and being with mom kind of thing where you know, she's trying to spread her wings and thinks she's an adult. You know, every teenager thinks they're an adult when they're not. So it's just, it's hard. And your other son, I think, asking Shirley maybe on the private Facebook page or I can just let you know her email address unless you have it. You may have it from the previous encounter.
I had her card somewhere. It's probably gotten lost in the whole shuffle of moving, but I'll just post it on the Facebook page. I know she's
yeah, post
there.
It there. I'm sure she'll and if she's still on the call then she'll know you'll be doing that. But yeah, I think that's a great idea to go that route. And just have a safe place for all of you to be together and work through some things. And also for them to know that you're really there for them and you want the best for them. And, you know, and this is one way of showing that. So it's hard with kids because they're such different ages. They're different genders. They have different needs. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, at least now you're providing a way for them to have your own space. So this is really important that you've established a sacred space for Lisa, and it will take them some time, but it's really, really healthy that you're there now at that place in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think your younger son is obviously feeling it, adjusting very quickly to the fact that Lisa's happy, you know, his mom's happy. Or happier
mm-hmm.
than she
yeah.
was, right? And the other two, is
yeah.
just, they have to process their own stuff first. But you'll see. It'll be good. They'll eventually come around. And they'll look back at this. And here's the other thing for you to remember, just as a mom and a human being, is what they're going through is literally preparing them in a big way for handling really big issues in their life later on. They'll be able to go much more deeply. They'll be able to handle things better because of this difficult situation they're experiencing now. So just being there for them in any way you can, which I know you are, you're a great mom, that's all you can do, right? So they're going through this, and they'll come through it, and they'll be the stronger and the better for it, just to trust that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, well, I know it was the right thing to do. I mean, I feel so much better being in my own space, and
mm-hmm.
I was even talking to my mom yesterday, and she said, "You sound so much happier." I said, "Yeah, I know. I feel so much happier. It just feels really good. I mean, it feels like, wow, like I should have done this a long time ago." But
yeah, you sound very calm and clear. Like there's a peace to your being right now. It's really nice. So
yeah,
and the fact that you've done it now in this 7 year, you know, universal 7 year, is so wonderful. I'm so happy you did, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're positioning yourself beautifully now to really empower yourself just on your terms, not on the terms of a possible divorce or a possible, you know, partnership or whatever it is you were dealing with before, where everything was so uncertain and you really couldn't put all your eggs into the Lisa basket. You need to put the eggs in that basket now and empower yourself, you know, and you're able to do that now. Mm-hmm. So it's good timing, really good timing.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that's what the missing piece was for me that is going to help, you know, everything come together finally, you know, for me personally and professionally. And I'm still working at the place where I've been for the last couple months, and I've actually negotiated with them to go, I think I maybe posted this or maybe I didn't, but to go down to 4 days a week and then to work one day from home. But even that I feel like is just kind of like a band-aid. Like it's really not, you know, not going to be ideal, you know, for very long. Because it's, I think I'm finally just realizing like this isn't the kind of work that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even at all. Like I feel bored. Like I'm really, really bored and really just like today I've been having a really hard time. Just last week I had a crazy, crazy week. It was huge pressure and stress. And I just feel like I don't want to work like this anymore. I don't want to be under pressure and stress and, you know, unhappy and stressing my body and, you know, feeling like crap when I leave, you know, on Friday. And I don't want to live like that. I want to do something that's more, you know, that's fun and that, you know, is exciting. Mm-hmm. And I know that.
Well, excuse me. I just want to be clear that you do have stress when you run your own business. It's not like there's no stress and difficult moments. It's just the big difference is you know that you're in charge of what the result will be, that the stress is for a good reason, right? You're aiming for a goal, and you know that this week it's going to be particularly hard work because you have a launch next week or whatever it is. So the stress is actually a positive kind of stress because you're excited. You're just so just to be clear, there it's not like everything's fun and dandy. You know, it's a lot of hard work. But the fabulous thing is when you do something that fulfills you, you're excited to dig your hands in and go deep. You know, it's fun to do that. So as hard as it is sometimes, because it is, you do. I mean, everything that you build is going to be, there's going to be ups and downs, and that's just how life is. But the end result of you, Lisa, doing what you love, what fulfills you, what brings you joy, and, you know, tickles you pink when you think about writing about it or talking about it or telling people what you do, that's where you want to go. Because that's where your energy reserves will give you the most surge that you would ever need. I mean, you'll never run out of energy when you do what you love. It's impossible, you know, because you're basically tapping into your own energy. When you tap into your soul source, it's eternal. So finding that source gives you all the energy you need to do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the people to support you and the employees and the fulfillment company and whatever it is, it all comes to you easily. You know, when I started, when I was doing my music, online music, internet marketing, which didn't really go anywhere because it's very difficult to market music. It's the only subject is for all of you who are trying, who may try this in the future, which I don't think you are, but it's the only subject matter you should never do online because it's free. You can get music everywhere as downloads. So it's not something you want to turn into an internet marketing business. But I tried because I'm a musician, and as soon as I switched to numerology and then astronumerology, everything shifted for me because that's my other love. I have luckily two things I enjoy doing. And I can't tell you how quickly the stars lined up to bring me support, to bring me opportunities to expand my list, to do joint ventures. And it all fell into place very, very quickly. So I want you to also make sure you use your correct name everywhere. Like, don't use a name that's not fortunate, because it'll really make a big difference to have one name and not two. So you have to just be really clear about that, because emitting two frequencies will dissipate your energy. And so I don't know if you've done that, if you are Lisa Garcia everywhere, or if you still have Ruiz in some places that you sign with or see. but you need to make sure that that is clear too.
Yeah. I think I've been waiting for everything to be final, which it isn't yet,
mm-hmm.
to do that. But when I have had the opportunity, I've been using Lisa Garcia.
Okay. Just make sure you remember to really, really be clear about that, so that I just want you to have all the resources at your disposal as you move forward. And your
mm-hmm.
name is so, so important, and people sometimes forget that your spiritual calling card emits a frequency. It's like a pulse. It's like a Morse code that you emit just by having that name. So you want to make sure it's across the board being used, you know, so...
Yeah, that's good to remember, because it's still kind of muddled up with both out there. So,
mm-hmm.
I think right now I've always created so much stuff in my life and space. You know, I haven't had space. I haven't let myself have the space to really just focus on my business. And I think part of that is because I really haven't figured out what it is that I want to do, and I've still been kind of going back and forth with, should I build, you know, a grant writing business, or should I just dump that completely? I have a hard time with the dumping part, you know, giving up what I've done for the last 15 years, and I don't know.
But wait a minute, you haven't
like
had the faith. You haven't had
yeah.
the faith, though. I mean,
no.
Just remember that you have 3 kids going through a long-term separation, finally getting divorced. This is a big deal. You really need to have a sacred space to get into a real. It's like a spiritual womb where you go in the womb and you say, okay, let's focus on Lisa. And I don't think you've been providing the womb to your kids. But you haven't been able to step into that womb for yourself and to give birth to Lisa Garcia, you know, the new Lisa Garcia who's going to be doing this and loves this. Mm. And that's now where you can go. You've moved out. You've only been 2 weeks away. Just allow this holiday period to, you know, replenish you and nurture you and spread the love and the joy and all that. And then when it comes to January, which is your birth month, when everything will come to you, I know you're going to wake up and you're going to be like, oh my God, of course I'm going to do this. It's been like right in front of me for years, and it's just going to be like that. You're going to have aha moments. And so make sure you take care of Lisa now so that you can have the energy to really see those opportunities and feel them. Just like Shirley was sharing before, you know, when she woke up and she knew the house she loved so much, the home, just she could let go of it and not feel any kind of, you know, negative residue or anything. That's sort of what I'm talking about. That happens when you provide the space to do it. And you're now in a new home. You're in a home that is a fabulous number for you. It lines up beautifully with your code next year. It lines up beautifully with the universal code next year. I mean, everything's being prepared for you, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's to trust that. And take care of your family, take care of you, and then don't push it. Just know, I mean, you're admitting the question. The universe understands. Lisa is looking for what to do now. And the universe is saying, Lisa has finally taken care of Lisa. She's moved into her own space. You needed that first. So just take it one step at a time, and I think by January you'll be a lot clearer
mm-hmm.
about what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that feels good, not to pressure myself even
yeah,
more
don't.
To figure everything
don't.
Out.
Yeah, it's like a child being born. You can't force a child to be born. It comes when it comes. You know, birth
mm-hmm.
happens naturally. You can't force it. So just, I know it's close, and I know all you need to do is take care of you and your kids, and make that home comfortable so you can wake up feeling good being there. And that's where you can relax into that spiritual womb. You really feel nurtured, and that's where you give birth to not only what you want to do, but everything from then onwards, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing. So is your environment, you like it, right? The house feels good. It's beautiful. you, because you're a six, you need beauty. You need you need to have beautiful things, like you, nothing cheap needs to be around you, because you're an eight, and then the six is very much about beauty. So you know, that's what I hope you have, you're starting to create in your environment.
Yes. Yeah, the people who lived there before had it decorated nicely, and I mean, everything isn't exactly the way I want it, but I feel like it's got potential. The bones are there, and I'm working on, you know, feathering everything.
Yeah, I'm in the same thing. I'm in a bigger house, so it's not completely filled with paintings and all of that, but the bones are so wonderful that I feel comfortable, you know, and I'm getting furniture, you know, every month I'm adding stuff and adding rugs and adding this, adding that. You don't have to do it all at once. It's a work in progress. Decorating a house is, it's really fun to just let it evolve. Just like a garden, you don't just plant all the plants at once. You sort of say, oh, you know what, let me see what comes to me about this area of the house and, you know, the garden, whatever. So just have fun with it and don't feel like, it's not. It is your place. I can feel you live there, and it should feel good to you. You know,
so. It does. Yeah, it does.
Good. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you are going to continue with me next year. I do have an easier opportunity, like I said, for the group program for you, if you want to join that and not the private, because it isn't as big a financial commitment, obviously, $287 a month. But I hope in some ways we do stay in touch, because you are now at that precipice where, you know, you're finally able to go.
Yeah,
focus
I know.
On
well, I definitely want to do at least the group program, because, I mean, really, it's like, yeah, finally I can really, like, you know, make something happen. Like, I mean, this year has kind of been like a holding pattern, I think, in terms of, you know, I think just being in the group kind of maintained a little bit of space for that to, you know, keep going and not to completely shut down, because I think that could have happened. But, I mean, next year it would be insane for me not to do it. You know, it would be really stupid, I think, because that's when I can finally, you know, take advantage of it. And really, you know, whether I stay in my current, you know, work, at least, you know, even temporarily through the year, or I actually have an interview tomorrow with the San Diego Chamber of Commerce for a grant writing contracting opportunity, which I think is going to be even better than what I'm doing here. So that and I have a contract with another organization too already. So if I had two contracts, I could quit my job and hopefully not work more than like about 25 hours a week, and I would have even more space.
Wow.
To focus. Yeah, but I'm not sure what the, you know, the scope is of what the chamber is looking for, but I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, something that will be really good.
Good. That's awesome. I mean, it's on the verge of your 17-8 year, which is so exciting. So I really think it's going to – see, now remember, Lisa, you just moved into this house, and it emits a frequency, right?
Yes.
So you're going to benefit from being there. You are. So,
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt that when I found it. I was like, okay, this is the right house. This is it.
Yeah. So just know that, just trust that it's all going to be good. And
yes.
So now I'm going to just say to all of you that I do want any of you who are interested in continuing with me next year, you can email my support email address, and Nayeli will set up a call with me so we can discuss how you want to move forward. So if you're at all interested in either the 3K yearly program, which is the group program but includes the meetings and the monthlies, you know, the live meetings in LA, or if you want to do the private, we can discuss that on the call and just make sure that you're taken care of. Because I want to just make clear, this is an extension of the Mastermind. It's just set up differently. And so so if you do, Lisa, want to talk to me further, just email Nayeli at the support@TanyaGabrielle.com, and we can have a brief chat about, you know, how that will work for you. So
I definitely do want to do that.
Yeah. So, meantime, do you have any other question for me on this call about anything you need this month I mean, you sound really good. You sound like you're finally at the place that for years we wanted you to be.
Oh, my gosh, I know. It's been a long journey, right? This has been a big baby to birth here. A really big, a 20-pound baby.
Yeah. But you're doing it so beautifully. Remember, you're a mom. You're not single. That's a big difference, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Big. So it's a lot of push and pull when you have three kids, you know?
Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. No, I think I'm complete for right now. I'm going to just kind of, well, I don't know. December is going to be interesting, I think. But I heard what you were saying to Shirley about Monday the 15th, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen on that day. But yeah, the things that are going on for me right now are just, you know, potential moving forward with, you know, different, you know, career or at least, you know, work opportunities for now, continuing to settle into the house.
But you're in a 1 month too, remember? This is This is a one person month, so new beginnings for you. And all of us are in a one personal month this December. So you have a double one going for you. So this opportunity with the San Diego Chamber of Commerce is a new opportunity for your new life in your new home, which you moved into. You know, so it's all, yeah. So you want to pay attention to that. Anytime we're in a one, and tomorrow's your interview, right? Tomorrow's the 9th. So,
tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9 and 1, when they're in combination in any way, that's a shift right there because it's endings and beginnings. So,
oh, perfect.
Yeah, so that's really very good. So just know that, and for you, it's a double one because it's the 9th of December, the 18th of December, the 27th of December for you are double one days because it's a 1 month and a one personal day for you. So it's really, really good for you to go in tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'll be looking forward to that tomorrow, and I'll look forward to talking to you. Yeah.
Yes, just contact Nayeli in the support, and we'll set up a call just to, you know, go over how we can work together next year in the new program.
Awesome. Great.
Good.
Thank you, Tanya, for everything.
For Lisa.
Me
You're
too.
Welcome.
I'm excited.
Good, and have a happy holiday.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's move on to area code 303. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Oh, I've had a very trying weekend, actually, but I'm okay. You know, it's one of those moments.
Yeah.
Ebb
and flow.
But, you know, well, it's just, I'm just like everybody else experiencing the energies right now.
Sure.
And nobody's immune, no matter how much you know about it.
No, I get that. I get that. I just got back from 2 weeks up in North Dakota with my mom and my family up there. And there's nothing like showing you how far you come when you go back to your roots.
Yes, I totally understand that.
First of all, I want to say I am so thrilled for both Shirley and Lisa. They have made so much progress.
I know. Isn't it amazing? I just love that they were both on this call. And it's just so beautiful to hear this at the end of the year. Yeah, I agree. Let's give them a big applause.
I don't know if I missed anybody. I came in during Shirley's call. So, but anyway.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No.
They're both just absolutely amazing. So.
I agree. I'm just, it's been wonderful. And I'm so glad that all of you met in person, too,
I know, in LA.
And it's really been fabulous. So tell me what's going on with you.
Well, I have a couple of different questions here. First of all, I'm kind of in celebration mode because Wednesday I have an interview with Jennifer Hoffman, who has a internet radio show, and so we're going to be doing that. And I haven't made it public yet, but I've built a sales page to go along with that, with the special that we had talked about before. And so that's coming up like in 2 days, so I'm really excited about that. One of my questions, though, is concerning, I have a woman in a three-month program. She's on her last month now. Mm-hmm. And she just had a webinar this past weekend. We set it up for one of her fortunate days, but she didn't invite people that she had just met at an event. And so the offer she made was something she's already given to her or offered to the people she knows, so nobody bought.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? She did the same thing that she's used
well,
before?
Well, she made a Christmas special offer, and she does a lot of different things, but she does hand analysis. And the only people that were on the call were the friends that she has already done that to.
Oh, no. That's really a big mistake.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And
because
so
there's
now,
no feeling of excitement. And of course, I want that. It's new.
I know, everything's
taken out of the sales process and the marketing process when you do that.
What
so.
I told her was, I said, well, she didn't even get the invitation out to the people that she had just met at this conference.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I had insisted that she at least stand at the microphone and talk to as many people as she could and
mm-hmm.
give her ahas and her journey and all that. So she really got her face out there, which is what I had asked her to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
she didn't convert the people.
Well, you know, I'm like, what I told her was, I said, you've got the recording. She said, well, that part was a success. She was real thrilled
mm-hmm.
with that part.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you've got the recording. I think what you should do now is get on the phone and call each one of the people that you met at that conference and email them that recording and see if they can't listen to it right away and make
mm-hmm.
that connection.
Is this the recording they already participated in, though? This is something they already
no,
heard,
this-
right?
This was the recording that she made of her webinar that she put
oh,
on this past weekend to all her friends that all the people that was at the event didn't get in on.
You know what? I wouldn't do that. I would do a brand new one for them. Because there's something about recordings that sort of leaves behind a big part of the big percentage of your prospects when it's recorded.
Except
so
it's getting close to Christmas, and this is a Christmas offer she had. So,
well, she could do another call. I mean, she has the transcript. She knows the material, I'm sure, the
right.
copy that she
so
used.
So do another one live.
I would do a live one. I would not do...
Okay.
For these new prospects, no, I wouldn't do a recording because
okay.
they're hot
use
prospects.
Use the same slide deck and just do,
yeah.
do another one live.
Or here's the thing. On certain webinar programs, most of them, you can do a combo. So she can introduce the whole thing, it's live, it's, you know, today's December 19th, whatever it is, blah, 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 do
right.
what she does. Do the slideshow, but record it, you know, like, so she doesn't have to be there, and then come in at the end for Q&A. So that way it'll seem like the whole thing is live. This way she doesn't have to redo all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she'll have to tweak any of it.
Well, see, her idea was to send the link out so people could listen to it when they wanted to. And I'm like, no.
Oh, no. It's an event. Tell her that the actual event elicits excitement. So
okay.
being there on the event. Now, she has to stress there will be a recording. But it's very different to say only that there's a recording rather than there's a live event. If you can't be there, there'll be a recording. Big difference in terms of people wanting to be there. So
okay.
I would absolutely say to go live on this one with these
okay.
new hot prospects, yeah.
So
yeah.
she was really disappointed that she didn't generate any money. And so we're coming to the close of my 3 months with her, and we haven't had this conversation yet because I've got three more calls with her, one on Thursday and then another next week and then the last week in December. But I want to keep her as a client.
Okay. In that case, see, sometimes the three-month period works for very motivated clients who also take directions well, but sometimes it doesn't. And so what you can tell her is, look, this is what I suggest you do. Do the live teleseminar, and it'll elicit and much more response than if you do it a recording. See what happens. But then tell her, look, we can do another 3 months, and we just want to make sure that you're on board with, you know, because she did it wrong. She shouldn't have done that gift that she did. It was not correct. So
I had no idea she was going to go and do it that way. She a couple of weeks ago had gone to this event. There was a lot of people there. She got a lot of support. She got a chance to know and get cards from about half of them. And I just assumed that that was the market she was going to market this to. And it wasn't at all.
Okay, so it wasn't clear on her end what the instructions were. Does she understand now what happened? Does she get it?
She is pretty clear on what happened. She was disappointed that she didn't generate any money, but it's like I asked her, I said, well, and then, I mean, she followed it up with, it was just her friends that were on the call. She said she got lots of really, really good feedback. And stuff like that, but she's now kind of getting short on money. So it's like,
feedback is never the same as sales, and people confuse that with sales.
I know, they do. It's good for the ego, and it makes you feel good, but
exactly,
it doesn't put money in the
bank.
Exactly.
Like, I could write a lot of articles on certain subjects that'll get me amazing feedback, but nothing in sales.
Right.
You know?
And that's what happened here. I mean, she's learned that lesson in spades now.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I suggest. I suggest you tell her, look, I didn't know you were going to, you know, do this event and sell something that the attendees already had. That was obviously a wasted opportunity. I'd like you to do another event. Like, I don't know how fast she can do this. It really needs to be done ASAP to these people and tell me, and I'll just tell you exactly how you're going to structure it, and just tell her what I just said. You know, do it on the guise of being live, show the PowerPoint, and then take Q&A. And the Q&A is where she does her upselling too, you know, to the program.
Yeah.
And then tell her this is the method. This is how the first one should have been done, and with obviously a different product. And then tell me how it goes, but I really feel that we can get a lot done if you really understand that what I ask you. Because here's the thing, when you work with clients in a VIP or mastermind kind of environment, if they don't follow your instructions, there's no guarantee. Yeah, if they don't follow your instructions, because you're the expert, right? You're telling them this is how it works. If they don't follow and they do it their own way, they're not going to get results. So you just have to make that clear to her and say, look, you can even put it this way. Say, I'd like to work together with you for another 3 months, but I just have to tell you, if we do, you really have to listen to my mentoring, my instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't have this happen again. So if you put it that way, I think she may be more inclined.
Okay.
Because it's basically, because you don't want her to come join your program again and have the same experience.
Right.
If she's going to do the same thing again. So,
right.
Yeah.
I think she knows she screwed up. Well, I'm sure she does know. She knows she screwed up.
Well, you just have to be clear with her. You know, it really helps. In a mentoring program, if something like this happens, for you to be totally, like, brutally honest and just say, look, this is what happened. And if you're going to be working with me and you want results, I can tell you, you'll get results. You just have to listen to what I tell you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and follow it step by step. Because
I can't believe she didn't market to those people. She said, I put it out on Facebook. I sent it out to my list. I said, were any of the people that were at that event on your list? And she goes, well, no.
She should have just marketed to them, since she was using a product already that people she was marketing to already had. So the whole thing was done lopsided and wrong.
I know.
And so if you just get...
Well, it's a lesson learned for me, too, because I need to be, you know... Yeah, totally.
Very clear.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Yeah.
And so just spell that out for her and tell her, look, that if she's willing to do that,
mm-hmm.
then you think you can get a lot more accomplished in another 3-month segment with her. So,
I will.
And then definitely tell her exactly. I mean, you want to give her something that's very useful in the last couple of weeks here. So tell her to do that. You know, say basically she can tell them it's the 8th today. She can say, okay, next week on the 15th or whatever, we're having a live. I mean, you can do that nowadays. You can market something a week later. And she's, it's still in that window of time where it's not so busy for people. They're not quite traveling yet next week. By the end of next week, I'd say no. But Monday, Tuesday, I'd say still are good days.
Okay.
So that's what I would do.
I'm talking with her Thursday morning, so.
Well, no, I'd write her an email.
Okay.
I wouldn't wait till Thursday because she has to start now to get the stuff together and get her page up. And you know what I mean? It's going to take time. I don't think she can start this process Thursday and have an event early next week. So if you really are interested in keeping her on for another 3 months, you need to sort of not, you don't need to talk to her now, but I'd certainly at least email her.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Or you can say, look, let me, considering what happened, can we just jump on the phone for, you know, 15 minutes and then I'll tell you my idea of how to rectify and at least save some of your work and make it useful. And then on Thursday, we'll work through whatever else we need to, just so she feels like you're thinking about her and understand what happened and are stepping in now and just, you know, helping her through. So,
yeah, I want to show her I have her back, at least trying to have her back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Cool. So my second question is, we have our next in-person 10K program intensive is in March. Where's my calendar here? March 24th and 25th. And what I am thinking of doing is having an astrology insight evening the night before the event, because everybody always flies in the day before so that they can start early.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already, what I'm looking at doing is renting a suite, which is a two-bedroom suite, and splitting it up. There's two queens in one bedroom and one king in the other bedroom, and that gives us like a living room and a little area to have more people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to have it in that suite. I've already got people that have requested those other two beds, and it's like it when you divide it by three people, it's only $10 more than what the room is going to cost all of us. So, but my question for you is, when I have this, I was going to call it an astrology insight evening, and kind of give some of the things that I covered in my webinar, which was moon phases, Mercury retrograde, a couple of things like that, and then maybe take some questions and stuff. First of all, what should I charge for that, and how much should I charge?
Well, this is like almost like a little VIP event before the event starts. Is that what this is? I mean,
I put an email out just kind of a feeler to see if there'd be anybody interested in the room about 2 hours ago, and I've gotten several people that say, I want in on this. So now I'm looking at, you know, I need to get some structure down on what I'm charging and what I'm going to offer. And I don't know that it would be a VIP. I don't know what a VIP evening would entail versus just a kind of a lecture question and answer thing, or if I should do a few off the cuff readings or.
Yeah, you should always have readings as part of any of your events. That's really, really important.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, are these rooms that you say people want to reserve, there, are you using this as a live event space or.
No,
I don't quite understand.
Okay. The Suzanne Evans 10K program that I am in is at a hotel. And what we normally do is just split one bedroom between two people that has two queens in it, just like a regular hotel room. But they do have suites. And the suite has kind of a living room area with a kitchen area and stuff in it that is separate from the bedrooms.
Okay, and you're using this for
suite area
space.
Just
okay.
as an informal get together sort of thing.
Got it. And there are people in her program that would attend your
They've already event. Been responding, yeah.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay, so this is like your private audience. Should you charge? I don't know if it's ethical to charge. I don't think you can do that at somebody else's event, honestly.
It has been done before where people have charged.
Really?
For that. Yep. And it's before okay, the
I personally start. I personally don't like that unless it's agreed by the event host that it's okay. But if she says it's okay, then that's one thing. I think that this is a fantastic opportunity for you to pull in, you know, prospects and turn
right.
them into clients.
It's
going to
generate
so,
some notice
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah, so I would absolutely make it an evening of readings, but they will be brief. And so the way you use this kind of opportunity is you give an incomplete reading. So
okay.
you basically design it so that you know if you talk about the personal year, or you look into the astrology, you say, well, look, you know, there's a lot going on next year. Were you on my event, my five-hour live stream thing? Did you do
yes.
that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know even from that what some of the high points of the year are. And so what you can
okay.
do is you can literally design, like either on a whiteboard or a big sheet, put those events up. And then when you do the readings, it's just an idea. You do the readings, you can go through like the first couple and say, hey, this is how it's going to affect you. And by the way, there are a lot more, but I just can't get into them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you generate real interest in, oh, my God, I need Rebecca next year because look at all this shit that's hitting the fan and
right.
I don't know what's going to affect me.
And I need to
right?
know where it's affecting me. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
it's, you're doing them a favor by giving them a taste, but you're not giving them the whole enchilada, and that's what you want to do in this kind of situation so
okay.
that they then – get pulled into, okay, I need to be getting this, blueprint or this consultation or this program. So, but you have to decide what you're offering them. I wouldn't inundate them with choices, really. I would just allow them, you know, I don't know what you have in terms of offerings either. So what you, because I wouldn't do a big program. I would give them something that's not so high end because you want to just pull them in initially as clients. So whether it's a consultation, that would be awesome because that's sort of what you're doing, right? And you get them on the phone that way. Or what else? I don't know what else you offer. So
well, I've got. I mean. What I was thinking of was I have got kind of a low-end thing on my website where I, you know, talk with them about what's on their chart and stuff. It's an incomplete sort of thing, and then at the end of it, work around moving them into a higher thing. And that is $127.
Okay, how long is that?
15 or 20 minutes, and then afterwards, it's upsell time.
I don't know if I'd offer that. I'd do something more towards the $200, even $300 range, because you've got people there who are in a 10K program. They're willing to spend more.
Okay.
So I would give them the full consult. Do you have that, like an hour long or whatever?
I have a 75-minute $497 session.
Yeah, so just discount that one.
Okay.
Just say, oh, for all of you here tonight, and tonight only, I'm giving you my most in-depth reading, where I'll go through your whole year with you, whatever it is that you're saying, and you get it for, you know, 20% off or 33% off or whatever you want to offer.
Okay.
And just tell them it's not available on your website at this rate, and that's what I would do, and have
okay.
a handout ready to go for
oh,
them to
okay.
take advantage of it. And just make sure they know they have to hand in the sheet either that night or by the end of the weekend, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That sounds great. All right.
Yeah, make them hungry for more. That's what you want to do. You want to make them hungry for more. So you want to give them a good taste test of what you can do.
Even if I do it compliment, I mean, I will pass it by some of the coaches and ask them if I should charge for it.
I wouldn't charge for it. I'm just getting a big no.
Okie doke.
I'm getting a big no on the charging. Okay. I personally am not happy about anybody charging at a sort of breakout room event kind of thing that's hosted by me. I would not be happy about that. And it has happened to me before. But if they ask me and they say, look, can I give readings? And if people say, I say, absolutely. But you have to then negotiate with them because the people are there because of Suzanne. And so
they are, you know, but this is something that has happened regularly at her events, and that's why I even asked the question.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I have no idea if it's.
Does she know this is going on?
Yeah, they advertise it on the 10K Facebook page.
So then she gets a percentage? Is that how it works?
No, it is done so that it doesn't interfere with any of the time that she has. So it would be the night before the event starts.
I see. Okay, I understand now. So she does this as basically a business building opportunity, basically, is what this
right.
is. Yeah, I understand.
And I will pass it by my personal coach and see what she says because I do want to stay congruent with, you know.
Yeah, you want to stay above board.
One
thing about charging for something like this is, I don't know, I like it when people can just enter and experience you without thinking, oh, I have to pay $50 or whatever it is at an event
I
like
do
this.
Too.
You know, because they're paying to be there already. They're paying Suzanne, and it's almost like you're giving them a gift. You're part of their group, and you just want to showcase what you do, and then you give them a handout. And there's something really lovely about that setup as opposed to asking them to pay before they even walk in, you know?
Okay.
So,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So that's
what
I would
that alone encourages more people to attend.
Absolutely. People who are sort of like, oh, I'm not sure about astrology, but let me check it out, and then get totally hooked when they're there. I don't know. I just feel it's just better that way. And so what you need to do is make sure that your pitch is really good. Right. You need to prepare your pitch. You need to know what you're saying. You need to say in the beginning, you need to, you know, just really let them know and seed. You seed all the time. You say, well, at the end, I'm going to, you know, let you know how you can work with me. And so you can take advantage of all the amazing opportunities we have next year. And you seed that in the beginning. And you seed that while you're giving readings. And then, of course, you do the upsell. So you need to know what you're saying for those moments. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's not until March, right? So basically what you can say at that point, I mean, I'm just thinking now in terms of the astrology, that's when the Uranus-Pluto last square will have happened already.
Mm-hmm.
But you can basically say now, you know, now that we've passed the seventh of seven of these.
Yeah.
Difficult moments, we are in a very different part of our ability to create abundance, whatever it is you're selling them, and you know, use the correct keywords here, but this is really an amazing opportunity for you, you know, to step up and just give them the numbers and the astrology, and yeah. So, I mean, there's ways to just get them totally excited about just what their opportunities are and empower them from the inside out. There was ways to do that with astrology, which is makes it, and numerology as well, which makes it such a wonderful tool because you literally have the code that you can show them, you know. So you want to always do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. And I can't, you know, it's... been an absolutely incredible year, and I feel like I've done a whole lot of things. So
good.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that. You've really stepped up. I was so happy to see everything that's happened for you this year. It's been really,
well,
really good.
It's been a constant adjustment, I will say that.
But it always is. That's what makes life exciting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, a seven universal year is not the easiest year. It is about adjustment. It's because you're going within. Nobody
mm-hmm.
wants to go there. So next year will be very much about manifestation. So it's good. I think you've set yourself up in a wonderful way to just make some visceral changes in how you run your business.
I hope so. I'm moving into a personal 7 year. So.
But that's okay. I'm just saying, I don't think a 7 year for you is bad at all because you're a five destiny.
Yeah.
So for you, it's very, very good. It's triggering that. It's triggering everything online.
Lightning insights. I'm hoping for lightning insights.
Yes, but it's also triggering that media number. You're a 14-5 destiny. So
yeah.
That 7-1-5-7 triad triggers that for you. And so this is very good, that the fact that your destiny number is triggered in that 2015 year, which is an 8, which you are as well. You're 26-8.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I would be very excited, actually, about the opportunities coming to you. Because this number 16, I know a lot of people give it a bad rap. It is totally
mm-hmm.
not that. It really isn't. If you are congruent and you're above board and you're listening, that's an amazingly fabulous number to have. It really is. So that tower that it represents is for people who do not listen to their intuition,
mm-hmm.
who are not, you know, who are being dishonest about one part or another part of their life. And you can really see that when it happens, you know. So I think you're fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
Another thing that keeps coming into my my thoughts are that in the solar arc, my loaded Scorpio is moving up into my 10th house. In my solar arc, in my solar arc chart, it's arcing up towards the top. So I'm, you know, everything.
Tell me where it is. Where is your Saturn in your arc?
Where my Saturn is.
Oh, wait, what were you just saying? What's arcing?
I have five planets in Scorpio in the sixth house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In my solar arc chart, that whole mess of planets is now at the top of my chart.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, let me get that up real quick to have a look here. Okay. Well, no. I mean, only that. Well, the moon has passed. It's Mars that's conjunct your midheaven,
mm-hmm.
arcing right now. The others are way past that point of actual conjunction with your midheaven. They're in your 10th house. But you know what? When planets arc your houses, it the effect of that dissipates after a couple of years. It's just like Pluto. You just get so used to transiting Pluto or Uranus. They're so slow moving, right? There's a point where you just get used to the energy because it's just sitting there.
Well, they move 1 degree a year, each planet
yeah.
in the solar arc, yeah.
Exactly. So really, the arc that really was important for you was the moon in the last 4 years, shifting your business. And then now, your career is being very much stimulated and fired up by Mars. That'll be the next, you know, 2-3 years. You've got a lot of fire. This is very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. And just following that is going to be my Mercury in several more years. So it feels to me like I've got. I'm just kind of coming into my prime as far as my career goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in terms of your arcs, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mars is trining. I know we're not doing trines that often, but when it is an exact trine, you want to pay attention. And Mars did recently make that exact trine very recently with your ascendant. And that's when you started pushing in your career. So that happened, and then it's going to be exact with your midheaven shortly in the next year. So you've got a lot happening.
And I swear to God, I'm going to celebrate when Saturn leaves Scorpio.
We're all, you especially, but all of us are going to celebrate. And we will try to ignore the little dip into Scorpio next year.
Yep, it's going to move back a little bit, but, you know,
yeah.
It's going to be nice to get this part.
Oh, my God. I can't even wait. I can't tell you. And right now, you were not on the call, I think, or maybe you were, when I mentioned that Scorpio literally right now is at the critical degree in Scorpio. It's at 28 and 29 degrees.
Is it? Okay.
And I discussed that in Future Forecast Formula, what the critical degrees are, but that is very, very potent.
Yeah.
And it's why so many people are going through such major stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's big. It's really big. It's very intensified. So, yeah, we'll be doing a happy dance right around Christmas. So.
I'll be pretty thrilled.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good. Okay, well, it's all lining up for you, Rebecca.
Yeah.
It's good. It's all good.
So
I'm happy for you. Good.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Tanya.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I will say thank you to all of you. It's been a fabulous year working together, and I'm so looking forward to those of you who are joining me next year in my new Wealth Generation Mentoring Program. It's going to be a fabulous group. And I, like I said, email me at support@tanyagabrielle.com, and we'll set up a call if you're interested in joining either the lower tier 3K or the private tier 10K program next year, which includes private calls with me every month. So until then, we just will say to all of us, I love you. I will miss you. Those of you who are not continuing, I know you're all going to thrive next year. I'm absolutely sure about that. And just send lots of love and joy your way. And faith and trust that all is well and always will be well. So thank you so much, and have an amazing, amazing December. Lots of love to all of you. Bye-bye.